Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today on Stories of Hope. I was just sitting back before I came onto the show today, and I was listening to the Shift podcast with Trish Campbell and Diane McClay, and they had their guest on today, Rob. I don't know Morton, I think was his last name, but they had a wonderful conversation about creativity and being the observer in today's world and moving into the flow zone and being in your creativity. And it was wonderful, a wonderful calming show. So if you did not get a chance to watch it, I encourage you to do so, because it was very calming, very informing, and lots of good nuggets were shared by three very creative people. So before we go into the show today, I'm good. My guest is coming on. We were having a few technical difficulties, but we've got it now. You can't hear me, but I can hear you. But I know that we're live. Okay, good. So let me introduce you to my first guest today on the Stories of Hope is Lisa. I believe her last name is Concepcion. She's a certified life coach through the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching, endorsed by the International Coaching Federation. She's also a dating relationship expert. I love that. She's a dating relationship expert who's often quoted in media articles and serves people worldwide by conducting one-on-one sessions via phone and video conference. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about that. Through Lisa's one-on-one dating and relationship coaching, we need a new app, by the way, programs, she will empower you to clearly define the relationship that you want, then help you to adopt the mindset and actions necessary to manifest and maximize it. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me.
It's awesome that you're here. Are you in your car in California driving down the street somewhere?
No, I am not driving. I am actually in my fiance's car parked outside of Tampa International Mall in Florida doing some pregame Christmas shopping for one another, getting that out of the way so that we can then focus on family.
Oh, good. Well, I love what you are doing in the world. So did you manifest your beloved fiance?
I did.
Your own process? Is that what you're going to be telling us about today?
Sure. Absolutely. I manifested him 100%. It has been a delightful, serendipitous adventure together. I began, and this is a perfect timing that you're doing this interview on this topic, because we're in the month of December and a lot of people are starting to get very intentional about the new year that's ahead. And I did this work a year ago. I sat on my center island in my apartment at the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, 2020, there was a lot of clearing. There was a lot of endings. And I want to see what I can start with beginnings, new beginnings in 2021. So I got very intentional. I took out my journal and I wrote down everything that I wanted in my beloved, a man who would be husband material, no more boyfriends, no more bachelors in disguise, right? Men who wanted to be with someone for companionship, but not necessarily for commitment, lifelong commitment. So I got very, very clear on what I wanted. And then I got clear on who I had to become in order to be a vibrational match to that kind of man. So I said, well, if I want to attract a husband, I must behave as a wife now before he even arrives. So what did that mean? Well, for me, it meant that my body, mind, and soul would be preserved for me, for God, until that man appeared in my life. And people thought I was crazy. They were like, oh my God, like that could take months. I'm like, it can take 6 months, 6 years. I don't care. I am done. The next person I call in will be the person that I'm with well into my old age. It's just the way it's going to be. So I was very, like I said, intentional. I wrote everything down. I had a vision wall in my old apartment for ages. I'd brush my teeth and I'd look at all the things I posted on my wall, one of which was this exact ring. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah.
But I thank you. I had a picture of it. I put it up there. I had just things that how I wanted to live, this life I wanted to step into. And I would stand there and, you know, brush my teeth and be thankful for everything I had currently as I was en route to this new life. And lo and behold, the way it works, it's once you let it go and you trust divine powers to bring you what it is that you ask for, you live happily and gratefully. You get invited to places, you start making new friends, you start meeting people who are leading you to the thing that you're manifesting. I manifested new business contacts. I manifested a new living arrangement. I manifested an invitation to a good friend of mine, birthday party, or 56th year birthday party, dinner party. I knew no one because it was a different part of town. I had just moved to Sarasota at the time. She was in Tampa. She was 45 minutes away. Come join us. Be at my table. I want you to sit at my table for my dinner party. I said, fine. I show up. 15 people at the table, one of whom was the man who's my fiance now. And I had no idea I was going to go there meeting anybody. I made her a nice little baggie with cosmetics and like champagne and made a nice, you know, gift for her. And I was so excited about just spending time at the party and meeting new people that I wasn't really attached to the outcome of meeting a man. I was like, I'm just going for the vibe. I'm going for fun, right? And in that scenario, in that party, I was talking to people, mingling with people, and he just like appeared. And we started talking. 1 hour led to 3 hours. We were just together the whole time of the party, pretty much. And exchanged numbers. I left. I didn't think anything. I said, oh, nice guy. Let's see what happens. You know, whatever. I made it clear I was single. He made it clear he was too. But you know how it is. You go to parties and you're just like, you know what? People give numbers. They say things. And then take an action is a different thing. So I detached. Sunday came. I woke up. I threw some laundry in. Hung out with my dog. Boom. Text message comes in. I'd like to take you out. When are you available? And let me tell you, it was an interesting courtship. It still is going on, a courtship. This was just in June that I met this man. And we both said very early on that there was such a familiarity between us. Mm. It was very easy. And I was very cautious. I said, you know, I want to make sure that this is legit. There are a lot of crazy people out there. They will love bomb you. They will future fake you. They will start telling you everything that they think you want to hear. So I said, I need to see that actions match your words. And so I waited. I did not have intimacy, kissing and things, whatever, but full on until I said, I want to be in love and I want the person to be in love too. And he waited. And we fell in love and we took our time. And within a month, we were, you know, talking about future. We were on the same page with what kind of future we wanted exactly. And it was beautiful. It was just beautiful courtship. It's easy breezy. It's like I found a best friend.
You know, I love everything you're talking about. You're giving so much hope to so many women out there and men too that are looking to manifest a beloved, that are looking to manifest the ideal partnership, the ideal relationship. I want to be able to send people to your website. Where can people go and look for you?
Great. So people can follow me in my romantic adventures that are very teaching. It's very teachable, learnable stuff that I share. My content is found on Instagram at Lisa the Love Coach. I can also be found on my website, which is lovequestcoaching.com. And I have a bunch of fun free quizzes and insightful information there for free that you can take and use and, you know, connect with me, ask me questions directly. And it's just great to like apply the stuff I teach to my own life and be able to share that almost like a little personal reality show on social media. You know, people learn a lot by the decisions I make, what I should do, what am I doing? You know, I do keep a lot private, but I also share a ton. So,
Well, you have to share the story because we heal through stories and we get inspired and we get influenced through stories, which is, I definitely want to connect with you again personally. Would be nice to connect with you on Facebook myself next week. Good. I want to talk to you about being featured in our app. Featured where I feature the world's leading influencers that are out there doing good works in the world. And we don't have a relationship coach like yourself. And I think you would be a perfect person to inspire and influence our community, but also our growing community. Go get the Cornelia Stephanie Media app, KS Media, M-E-D-I-A, app from your app store and download it, create your free account and go check us out under the directories tab and you're going to see. But I will message you next week and we'll definitely be in touch with you again. Thank you so much for coming on, Lisa.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Have a wonderful day and say hi to your fiance for us.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day. Get empowered.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited right now because I'm going to introduce you to Holly Dudash, and she's one of our. You're going to hear a lot about this lady in the upcoming time, so you might as well listen now and take notes of the wonderful inspiration that she has to share with us because she's a courageous one. I want to first tell you a little bit about her. She's part of our tribe. She's part of our KS Media group. She's being featured in the app, and she's an upcoming author that you're going to hear so much about. She's also a lifelong learner, a truth seeker, an inspiring author, and a student of spirituality who experienced an incredible transformation during her spiritual awakening from being a devoted evangelical Christian to becoming a metaphysical Christian mystic. Holly follows her own divine path as a rising spiritual practitioner, and she's graduating in 2022 from New Thought Global. With her passion and education as a gifted storyteller and teacher, she is compassionately and helps Christians make the leap of faith to the spiritual path. I love that so much. Holly looks forward to working with you to create sacred rituals to make spiritual practices meaningful, life-changing, and rewarding. Holly specializes in spirituality for religious believers, eco-spirituality, spiritual wellness, Christ consciousness, soul ascension, universal laws, I'll add this word in, woo-woo, and new thought spiritual teachings to co-create the fifth dimensional new earth and beyond with you. Welcome to the show today, Holly Dudesh.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's my honor and my pleasure to be here. I'm so excited.
This is your debut. This is your debut. So really receive that and take that in. You're in the process right now of graduating from Thought Global, and also you are completing and writing your book, and you're working with people, Christians, to help them make the leap of faith and come over to the place where there's no ceiling, where you're basically inviting them to find, what is the title of your book?
Yeah, so right now the working title is Finding Your Real Jesus, How to Win Your Ascension, Playing the Game of Life, Jesus Edition.
Excellent. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, about the story of your life and then how you made the transition and what got you started on this path.
Yeah, so this has been a very long journey. I just didn't realize it until recently. I was born and raised in a mixed household, meaning that my mother was Roman Catholic, but my father was atheist. And as the patriarch of our family, I did not grow up in a traditional Catholic home, although my grandparents practiced that. So I had a very slight introduction to Roman Catholicism by going to church with my relatives on Christmas and on Easter. And that was a nice introduction. But as I got older, then I really needed to try and find my path. So I found some various religions that I was interested in studying, but nothing really fully appealed to me. And so for my adult life, I became what's really called a nun, not in the religious sense, but as someone who doesn't practice any particular religion. I have no religion. And I identified myself as being spiritual because I felt that there was something beyond this life, but I just couldn't put my nose or my finger on it. And so I was very excited to really discover this concept of spirituality. And what had happened was back in 2016, the Holy Spirit really moved within me, and I didn't even know it, but I continued to get a message. And this message was clear. It said, you need to go to church. And this message happened every single day for 6 months. And I said, no, I'm not going to go to church. Why would I do that? That's not something that's for me. But then finally, I relented and I just let spirit flow. And I said, I will surrender. I will go to church. And here I was introduced to an incredible non-denominational evangelical Christian church. It was a very healthy church. It was one that introduced me to the love of God, to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. And I was blown away. I could not wait to discover Jesus and his friends. And lo and behold, within 6 months, I was baptized. 6 months later, I had actually read the whole entire Bible, which usually takes a year or longer. And I was unstoppable. I was on fire for Jesus. He was my Lord, my Savior, my Messiah, as I call him. And everybody was being drawn to my light. I embodied more and more and more light, and it was an awesome transformation. And I thought that there was nothing that would have knocked me off of this pedestal of being an evangelical Christian until something happened. You know how the universe works, and it works big. And so finally, just a few short years after, by 2017, 2018, I started learning that I was processing the events of Holy Week and Easter each year as a trauma, a very deep, deep trauma that I felt within my soul. and it was incredible. And it was to the point where I needed to discover what is causing this trauma. I really love Jesus. I'm so upset about what happened to him, but why did this thing happen to him? And why is it affecting me over 2,000 years later? And so that's when I entered the world of spirituality, because I needed to connect with my spirit guides, with the angelic realm, and I needed to learn what happened 2,000 years ago to my soul that would have caused this trauma that I'm now experiencing in this era. And here, lo and behold, I started having an awakening that was finally confirmed by a messenger speaking on behalf of my guides, who had told me that, yes, indeed, I was there. I witnessed the crucifixion and resurrection of the Christ, of Jesus on the cross. And wow, that explained a lot. We ended up going into the Akashic Records. I ended up finding out that I was a split soul, and all of this information is detailed in our book. And so I'm very excited to reveal who I was in Jesus's life, because I was there from birth through death. And now I work with him today as an ascended master. And I'm very excited to be able to just tell my story and to share my story with other Christians who may be going through a spiritual awakening. And you don't have to be Christian. You cannot have any religion. You can practice a different religion, because we know that Buddha, that the Muhammad, that they also are ascended masters. And they are here as spiritual teachers, as spiritual guides to help us follow the spiritual path. And this is an incredible journey. And that's where I am today, where I was an evangelical Christian. And then I discovered this new Jesus, this ascended master Jesus. And one of the most important things I learned at my church, which is an incredibly healthy church with a rock star pastor in New England, that you don't follow the church, you don't follow the Bible, you follow Jesus. And now that I know that Jesus is an ascended master and he is teaching us today, and he is teaching us the truth, the true meaning of the messages that he taught over 2,000 years ago to the disciples, to the people he interacted with, who were on a totally different level of consciousness at that time compared to where humanity is today, that we need to help them learn these lessons, because there is a goal in mind. There is a goal for every single one of us, for your soul. And that goal is ascension. You want to ascend. And that means essentially that you do the spiritual work to learn all of the steps you need to follow on the spiritual path, not the religious path of traditional Christianity in particular, but the spiritual path. And you want to do this because we currently live in the third dimensional earth plane, but we now have access to the astral plane, which is the fourth dimension. And eventually, you will go ahead and go to the new earth in the fifth dimension. That is how you ascend, by graduating from the third dimensional earth school.
Yes. And everything, there's so many things that you said, and you know that the Stories of Hope is just a short introduction. So we I definitely want to do another podcast with you, Holly. We'll do it within our group, the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. And we'll talk more about, you know, like the thoughts that come to me right now is like, I want to talk about, you know, the trauma that you were experiencing in your physical body, the emotional cell memory that you remember from those lifetimes and that you are now sitting with, and that you were feeling during, like you said, during Easter and at other times. And so I definitely want to talk to you more about that for, you know, this short time period. You know, I love everything that you shared, because you said a lot. But is there a place that people can connect with you right now, that if they have any further questions, or what is it that you want to leave people with today?
Yes, absolutely. I want to inspire them to know that there is hope out there. If you are questioning about your traditional religious upbringing and your beliefs and wanting to explore those and perhaps discover that maybe there's something more, because for me, I was an evangelical Christian, but yet at the same time, I was going to the quantum realms. I needed quantum. I was asking my pastors to explain to me whether by praying, if we could actually create scalar waves. And so I was on the quantum level. And so I want people who are interested in that to connect with me. You can connect with me on my site at LinkedIn, on Facebook, or at my email, which I imagine will be in the show notes.
Yes. And thank you. And let's just tell people on LinkedIn where they can go. What's the address?
It's linkedin.com/in/HollyDudash.
There you go. And you're going to also be able to see Holly's information in the KS Media Group app. We're still getting all of her information dialed in there. But you're going to be seeing a lot more of her. Thank you so much, Holly, for coming on today and for inspiring us with your incredible story. I know you're going to be helping so many people because you're not the only one that had this experience. So it's beautiful that you are now in this space to inspire other people to, like you said, find the real Jesus, find their Jesus, right? So Exactly. Everyone, thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. Stay tuned for the Jenny C. Cohen Show, Dance to Heal, coming up next. We'll see you again next time. Sending so much love. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.